From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Trump administration said today it's tightening rules on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP or food stamps. The change could cut hundreds of thousands from the program nationwide. Here's KUER's John Reed on what it will do in Utah.
The way food stamps work right now, if you're a healthy adult and don't have dependents, you can get them for 3 months. And states can ask for more time if unemployment levels are at 2.5% or more. But the new rule says they can only ask for that exemption if areas in the state are at 10% unemployment. The Department of Workforce Services says that could affect around 400 of the 170,000 people on food stamps in Utah. They're all in San Juan County, the only area in the state that's been given a waiver. But with nearly 5% unemployment there, that could go away under the new rule. The change will go into effect next April, and the administration is also looking at other ways to further limit access. John Reed, KUER News.
Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney says Ukraine did not interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, breaking with several of his Republican colleagues who are pushing that debunked theory. Here's what Romney said to reporters yesterday after a Senate Foreign Relations Committee meeting on U.S. policy towards Russia.
Saw no evidence from our intelligence community, nor from the representatives today from the Department of State, that there is any evidence of any kind that suggests that Ukraine interfered in our elections. We have ample evidence that Russia interfered in our elections.
Some Republicans have used that discredited theory as a way to defend President Trump's attempts to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into his political rival, an action now at the center of the impeachment inquiry. Air quality is currently orange or at unhealthy levels for sensitive groups in Davis, Salt Lake, Tooele, and Utah counties. Tomorrow, it's forecast to be at those unhealthy levels in Salt Lake, Cache, Utah, Weber, and Davis counties with mandatory action, including solid fuel burning prohibited and reducing car use. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.